Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. As settlers and miners rushed into southern Oregon and northern California in the early 1850s, violent clashes with Native Americans also increased. On September 10, 1853, Takelma Indian leader Joabser Carhar, better known as Chief Joe, met with Oregon Territorial Governor Joseph Lane, Oregon Indian Affairs Superintendent Joel Palmer, an Army commander, and others to negotiate a peace treaty between the U.S. government and three Rogue River Valley tribes. The Indians agreed to relinquish most of the valley to settlement in exchange for a temporary reservation on the north side of the Rogue River. It included the Two Table Rocks, Sam's Valley, and the Sardine Creek and Evans Creek watersheds. The treaty promised to provide the Indians what they needed to farm and ranch, and to build Fort Lane to protect the Indians from the whites. 2 years later, a Jacksonville band of vigilantes, who called themselves the Exterminators, massacred a band of Takelma Indians near Upper Table Rock, rupturing the peace treaty and precipitating the final Rogue River War. Fort Lane shut down. The Indians were shunted to the Grand Ronde Reservation west of Salem, and the reservation was open to white settlement. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.